Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 3, Listening 18. You're going to hear a talk about recycling. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? At the height of the coronavirus pandemic in April 2020, two-thirds of the world's aeroplanes were grounded. This means expensive storage and upkeep fees. There are three scenarios for planes in this situation. Firstly, planes that have been well maintained can go through a simple checkup and be considered airworthy again. For more long-term storage, the engine is often removed from the plane so that it can be left safely unsupervised for extended periods. And the most drastic situation, which is what people turn to in the pandemic, is the dismantling of the plane into its constituent parts to be resold, recycled, or simply thrown away. For many owners of these aircraft, it became more profitable to disassemble the planes and reuse the parts, since if they're not running, they become a financial liability. As we progress further into climate catastrophe, the aviation industry has some serious reflection to carry out. Leaving aside the debate about how ethical flying is in itself, the least they could do is ensure the planes are made as sustainably and efficiently as possible. Attempts are being made to do this. Air Salvage International is a group of businesses that facilitate the buying and selling of second-hand aircraft components, a trade which is growing every year. Unfortunately, rapid changes in technology mean that older planes have few reusable parts, up to 5 times less than newer models. Much of the hardware can be reused, the engines, of course, the landing gear, and some material from the cockpit. Once it is certified safe by a recognized workshop, it can be installed on a new plane. Most of the interior, the part we actually see as passengers, is very difficult to reuse because it is custom made for the model of the plane and cannot be made to fit others. Some of the interior, which is mostly plastic, can be recycled by conventional methods, but a lot of it cannot, as it is made of mixed plastics, which are too tricky to recycle at the moment. Furthermore, modern aeroplanes are using even more complex lightweight materials, such as carbon fiber, which is currently not recyclable. These materials do save fuel by being lighter over the lifetime of the aircraft, though. There's no simple solution, but we should definitely consider the environmental impact of our planes from construction to disassembly. The more we can reuse and recycle, the better. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me how the speaker evaluates the recycling of aeroplanes and if he comes to a conclusion. Are you ready? At the height of the coronavirus pandemic in April 2020, two-thirds of the world's aeroplanes were grounded. This means expensive storage and upkeep fees. There are three scenarios for planes in this situation. Firstly, planes that have been well maintained can go through a simple checkup and be considered airworthy again. For more long-term storage, the engine is often removed from the plane so that it can be left safely unsupervised for extended periods. And the most drastic situation, which is what people turn to in the pandemic, is the dismantling of the plane into its constituent parts to be resold, recycled, or simply thrown away. For many owners of these aircraft, it became more profitable to disassemble the planes and reuse the parts, since if they're not running, they become a financial liability. As we progress further into climate catastrophe, the aviation industry has some serious reflection to carry out. Leaving aside the debate about how ethical flying is in itself, the least they could do is ensure the planes are made as sustainably and efficiently as possible. Attempts are being made to do this. Air Salvage International is a group of businesses that facilitate the buying and selling of second-hand aircraft components, a trade which is growing every year. Unfortunately, rapid changes in technology mean that older planes have few reusable parts, up to 5 times less than newer models. Much of the hardware can be reused, the engines, of course, the landing gear, and some material from the cockpit. Once it is certified safe by a recognized workshop, it can be installed on a new plane. Most of the interior, the part we actually see as passengers, is very difficult to reuse because it is custom made for the model of the plane and cannot be made to fit others. Some of the interior, which is mostly plastic, can be recycled by conventional methods, but a lot of it cannot, as it is made of mixed plastics, which are too tricky to recycle at the moment. Furthermore, modern aeroplanes are using even more complex lightweight materials, such as carbon fiber, which is currently not recyclable. These materials do save fuel by being lighter over the lifetime of the aircraft, though. There's no simple solution, but we should definitely consider the environmental impact of our planes from construction to disassembly. The more we can reuse and recycle, the better. Now tell me how the speaker evaluates the recycling of aeroplanes and if he comes to a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.